Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Ariana Pelosi. Dr. Tanios S. Bakai Saab from the Mayo Clinic moderated an around-the-practice panel focused on current treatment options in colorectal cancer. He spoke with Cancer Network following the panel about where he sees the field headed and how recent or pending FDA approvals can contribute to the standard of care in the space. What are the current treatment sequencing options at your institution?
Well, metastatic colorectal cancer, the landscape in metastatic colorectal cancer has become quite complex. And sequencing patterns depend on genomic alterations, on age of the patients, on performance status. So there are a lot of factors that enter into the equation as we think about our first line of attack, and then second line, third line, et cetera. What's happening more and more is we're finding a lot of these biologics and immunotherapeutics for those patients where there is an indication and where the target is present, that we're starting to move those to earlier lines of therapy, either on clinical trials or as part of our clinical practice, say for those MSI high patients, starting with pembrolizumab and then chemotherapy or other options for about 50% of those patients. For the majority of the patients, chemotherapy remains the first line plus minus a biologic. But as we know, a lot of the biologics that have been, or the targeted biologics in later lines of therapies are being studied in the first line across multiple trials.
How do you use multidisciplinary practice in your clinic?
It is very interesting. When we always think about multidisciplinary care, we always think about the earlier stages of the disease. But in metastatic colorectal cancer, particularly, multidisciplinary care remains important across all stages of the cancer. In metastatic disease, especially with oligometastatic disease, meaning disease limited to one organ, liver or lung or peritoneal cavity, it is very important to continue to integrate other disciplines into the care of the patient, such as interventional radiologists, surgeons. Even in some cases in colon cancer, metastatic to the liver only, we've been considering transplant options for some patients. So I think the multidisciplinary care for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, and perhaps more specifically those with oligometastatic disease, is key for enhancing the care of patients.
How do you hope to see the field evolve in the next 5 years?
The way I see the world of treating patients with metastatic colorectal cancer in the next 5 years will look more like what lung cancer, for example, looks like today. We're going to stratify patients with subgroups according to their genomic alterations or even immune biomarkers that would help us more and more be targeted specifically to a molecular or genetic alteration in the cancer. So I think we won't deal with one colon cancer or two. We will be dealing with multiple subgroups of colorectal cancer as we move forward over the next 5 years.
Fruquintinib is currently pending approval for patients with metastatic CRC. If approved, how would the treatment landscape change?
Fruquintinib is an oral multikinase inhibitor, interesting agent. It targets very specifically the receptors, VEGF receptors, more specifically than other tyrosine kinase inhibitors. And it tends to be a little bit cleaner, meaning it doesn't have as much off-target targeting. Fruquintinib was looked at in patients who failed multiple lines of therapy, including about 40% of them, TAS-102 and regorafenib. Everyone had to fail either TAS-102 and regorafenib. If approved, this agent will add value for those 80% of patients with metastatic colorectal cancer who do not have alterations that we can target, such as BRAF or HER2. So 80% of the patients with colon cancer will go through chemotherapy in one or two lines, and then will find themselves in a place where we, other than clinical trials, we don't have approved targeted agents. And so fruquintinib will join regorafenib and TAS-102 plus bevacizumab in a more now complicated landscape in second line or third line and beyond for patients with refractory metastatic colorectal cancer.
What is your biggest takeaway from the discussion with your colleagues today?
I think the biggest takeaway from the discussion with my esteemed colleagues today it relates to understanding further the complexities that have emerged with the availability of multiple targeted options in metastatic colorectal cancer, and specifically with the HER2 discussion, the importance of understanding what IHC 2 plus and what IHC 3 plus means in terms of sequencing patterns, the presence or absence of a RAS mutation, and its implications on the utilization of trastuzumab, tucatinib, trastuzumab, deruxtecan, and others. And with BRAF V600E mutations is the importance of trying to hit biology early, also understanding the complexities of this MSI high BRAF V600E subgroup. But most importantly, I think that we do see with the discussion the importance of how the clinical trials and participation in clinical trials has brought into these agents that have significantly improved survival. And now, even more so, the importance of continue to support those clinical trials as they, like Mountaineer 3, Breakwater, CMARC, and others, as they bring essentially these agents into first line treatment for metastatic colorectal cancer.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network.